Severin Woodson. Okay, so basically, I am overriding that by putting Jonah here. Okay, so even though Link Pass has a different database, I'm overriding it by putting Jonah there. And that's why it says optional DB on the other one, is because you can really pick the database here. So the one I'm looking at again is Connect 5, Donor 2, OK. So here I said select ID and name from Donor. OK. And I still have the ordi and all that good stuff there. So now I'm saying, OK, I'm going to select every record. So I'm selecting ID and name from Donor. So the results are in $result, and I'm saying MySQLi fetch array result. So use result. And fetch array is basically that what it's done is it's created an array. It's created a collection of records. And the collection of records is an array. And so they are now doing, I'm now using $row for an individual record. So $row is going to contain an individual record. And when I first hit the while loop, it contains the first record. And next time I go back, it contains the second record. Next time I go back, it contains the third record. Okay, so what this, and it also will stop the loop when there are no more records. So end of file will stop the loop. So now I put out the echo, and I'm putting things out two different ways. Okay, one of them is with the name. So I'm saying row ID number. So it is going and using the name to put it out. In the other one, I'm using the position to put it out. So I'm saying row 0, row 1. Okay, so I'm putting out, I've asked for ID and name, and I've got two ways to pass this along, and you can see that the output is identical. Okay, so I'm putting out ID number is row 0, and name is row 1. And notice I started the paragraph on the first echo and ended the paragraph at the end of the second echo. So the two lines in between are together, and then it skips a line. And then the two lines are together, and it skips a line. So I'm basically putting out the same information. I'm just putting it out in two different ways. Questions? Anybody got any more questions? Any questions at all? If not, we'll move on to the next one, which is Connect 5 HTML OK, which I suspect I just closed the wrong one. So it is 5HTML OK. And this one was the one I should have brought up first, but it shows you that I can get the name. So I just said, in this case, select asterisks from Donor, so I've got everything. I have to know the names of the fields to do this, but on the other methodology, I've got to know the position of the fields. So, or actually not the position, if I just select name, then if I said 0 there, it would give me name. Okay. So that's my other Okay, now, for some reason, again, I attribute it to too many people sitting around the table. If we look at associate, row associate, so that's the one I want to look at. Okay, and this shows you a gazillion ways that you can do this. And I really do recommend that you decide on a way and call it quits. Okay, so if I say up at the top, MySQLi, and then I say fetch row, and let's see if I can show it so I can take a picture. Okay, so when I say fetch row, then I have to use the row number. Okay, and I really am going to get a picture of this there. Going down, if I say fetch associate, ASSOC, then I have to use names. And when I say fetch array, which is what I started doing, then I can use either one of them. Okay? So fetch row says I'm supposed to use a row number. Fetch associate, this means I want to use a name. And then fetch array means I can use either one. So, which one do you think I'd use the most? Fetch array, so that I can have flexibility. But then they decided to go ahead and make it even more. So if I use fetch array, I can limit it to only using names. If I put after it fetch array, comma, MySQLi associate. And if I put after it MySQLi underscore number, then I can only use numbers. Okay? You should kind of file this away in the back of your head when you're debugging something. But I think I would just pick how you're going to do it, and I would pick, if I were you, the MySQLi fetch array, because that's the one that gives me some flexibility. Okay? But those are the ways that you can do it. And as I said, it was clearly, there must have been a meeting where nobody could agree, and so everybody got their way. Questions?
So you have fetch array, and you're using it MySQLi associate and MySQL, and then the other one is the MySQL Li num. Could you just go over that just one more time?
Okay. This one, the one at the top, uses just names.
Right.
So if I put in there row, I need just names. If I put in associate, then I can only, I can only use numbers. I said that totally in reverse. Row is numbers.
So when you say row, you're referencing, like, say, the first column of data in the table.
That's right.
Okay.
So the zero gets the first item number goes with the zero. It's the ones I select, not right, on the table. And then one gets me that. If I have an asterisk there, then it ends up being on the table because I'm getting everything.
Whereas on the MySQL fetch associate down below, in the row statements, you say you actually are specifying the actual column names.
That's right.
Instead of the positions of the columns.
Yeah. And okay. Then down on this next one, I did it both ways. So I used the name and I used a number.
Now, the
precipitating command where it says using MySQL fetch array, okay? Then down below where it does MySQL array and it's doing the MySQL li associ.
And so that is limiting it to the names.
It's only limiting it to the names?
It's limited. I'm not sure I understand the word only there. It's limiting it to only the names. Whoops.
Right, but then
it's limited to only the names. Right. And if I put in number, it's limiting it to the number. So basically, the MySQL fetch array gives you total flexibility, and then they take it away from you again. So if they put in the MySQL I underscore associative, then you have to use names. And if they use the MySQL I underscore num, then you have to use numbers.
And in each case, regardless, the select statement itself has to reference the actual field names.
No, I can have a select asterisk.
Oh. Okay.
Okay. At least I believe I can. I actually... Yes, I know I can. I think. yes. So, let's try that. If I go into... Well, I call this associative test because apparently I was testing some stuff there. So, let's throw in an asterisk here. Okay, and then we'll go up here, and what have we called this now? I'm throwing in the word test there. Okay, and it worked just fine. Okay. So I threw in the asterisk down here on the second one because it was the one with the names that you were asking about. And it worked just fine.
I see it.
Hmm?
I see it.
Okay. And I think that basically does it for me. So the next one we're going to look at is connect to. So second connect group. And the five ones, for some reason, I put in both places, so we are going to just skip that and go to 6 and 7, which I also think happen to be a duplicate. It's either 6 or 7 is. So let me look at them quickly. Yeah, 6 is basically a duplicate of one of the ones that was in 5. And I don't think I did anything different there. When I looked at it last night, it looked the same. And 7, I just added a few extra things. So if we look at 7... it is very similar. Okay, 7. What is 7 supposed to be? Connect 7, okay. Oh, I'm in second connect group now. Okay, and so here I was basically just putting up a little bit more information. So I have my ID number, and this was the select asterisk, so I could have just gone on to this and answered you without thinking. I've got the ID, the name, the city, and the state. And I'm putting them all up, and I'm putting PRs in between them so that they're listing down. Okay. Okay, now we're going to get into 8. And the group of 8 ones are putting more information in the select. So I'm going to look at 8OK, which is down at the bottom, and then I'll go back to A and B. So in this one, I am saying that I set up $state. And this could have come in from an HTML, but I just wanted to have it all in one program, and we haven't yet talked about how to combine taking in data and processing it all in PHP, which we will get to after break. So what I did here is I set up a variable called $state, and I said it was equal to Rhode Island. Then I came over here, and I want the select to have the where clause on it, and I basically want it to say where state equals Rhode Island. Okay? So I have put that up there, and now I'm doing 8. Okay, so the first thing is we're going to try this a variety of different ways. But I'm saying where state equals, and I want that variable. If I were to enclose that variable in double quotes, it wouldn't work, because I have a double quote on the select statement itself. If I put a double quote there, then it would think that I was ending my first double quote. Okay? And so it would get badly confused. So let's try that. If I come in here and I put a double quote in there instead of a single quote, okay, and I need to save that. And then I come and refresh that. I now have an error, okay, because it basically said that it didn't understand what that state is. And the reason it didn't understand is this quote went with that quote there. And so it ended the quote. And then it had a $state kind of sticking out on the side and says, I don't know what that goes with. Okay? So using the double quotes, if you have double quotes and you need quotes inside, then what you have to use is single quotes. You have to switch over.
Do it the opposite way?
Actually, that's a good question. I never do, but I'm not sure that you can't. So, as I said, we're going to mess this up with a variety of ways, so we'll try that one next. Okay, so if I put single quotes out here, and that means keep the double quotes there and put a single quote there. Okay. Okay, wait a minute. That's interesting. It didn't do anything. Okay, that is not what I expected to see.
It worked. It worked, but the data didn't come out.
It just didn't bother to do the select. So nothing was there because it died, basically, although it didn't give an invalid. Oh, it's maybe because no rows were selected, so the while doesn't go through. That's what it was. There's no rows selected, and so the while didn't go through. So, okay, I think we found the answer to that question. And so now I'm going to go back. I think I took a picture of that. I meant to. So now we're going to go back. And the other thing we can do with this is put in the double quotes, put them back in. And okay. Okay, so that didn't give me anything. If I go back and put the single quotes in. I get something. Okay. So, basically, if you run into problems, I would do what I just did, which is experiment your way through it and find a way that gives you the results that you wanted. I also could have had in here the actual RI instead of putting $state. And that gives me the same results. So I can have the literal in there, or I can have the variable in there. And either one give me the same results. Okay. Okay, so now let's try 8A. Or actually 8A is what I just did, so okay. Forgot that I'd already done that. So we'll move on to 8B. I need to make some of these go away. I have too much open. So if I have 8B on this one, so on this one, I am saying I want to select asterisks from donor where year goal is less than $year goal. And I brought in $year goal. Okay, so I'm saying where it's less than $year goal. And I put up two of those. So you can see it goes through the whole thing and then goes back and repeats the whole thing down here. Okay. So, I'm trying to see what I did on the different and I don't remember, mainly because I think I was playing with this. Okay, so you can again play around with the quotes, you can play around with putting the number in there. If I put the actual number in there, so greater than 2,000, and then I run it, okay, I'm getting the information out there, all right. So I can put the greater than 2,000 in and put the actual thing in there. The other thing that I can do is I could say, let's try this one. So on that one, I also could take out the quotes. If I take them out in both places, it will be clearer. Okay. Because it's a numeric field, I could take out the quotes because numbers don't have to be in quotes. Okay. So that will also work. So that's how I can throw in a where clause. If I look at number C, and we can just go through these, C has a select asterisk square, and I had just a different name, Ugol, in, and I experimented with that one. And that time, this time I experimented by having this commented out, and I used this one, so I could just try them both on the same page and just comment one of them out. And we basically looked at that when I was experimenting before. Questions? Okay, that's C in D.
I'm getting, when I just looked at the connect 8C, okay, I'm getting unidentified index errors.
8C, okay?
Yeah, off of line 15, which would be the first echo statement.
Okay, let me try it. 8C, you said?
Yes.
Okay, it likes mine.
Nobody likes a teacher's pet.
I mean, are you sure you've got donor such that you're using? You've got the database set up right.
Yeah, I changed the actual PHP to use the link pass from the PHP items you gave us on Tuesday. Because I can't find the other link pass that it's referencing.
Right. The other link pass is just my, and I should have mentioned that, link pass donor. So I changed it so that the optional database now says donor. Okay. So I have a second one that I can't show you, but it has everything except instead of inventory first in for the database, it has donor for the database. But as I showed you on the very first, this overrides anyway, so link pass should work just fine. I don't think I have link pass. Let's see if I have link pass in this one. Yeah, I do. So if I take out link pass and say include link pass, it should work just fine. And it does.
Where did you get the link pass donor? Was that included?
I just made it. No, I didn't give it to you. It's the exact same as link pass, except in the optional database, instead of INV first or whatever INV, whatever it is I had there, I substituted in the word donor.
Okay.
Because donor is the name on my database. But I just changed it back to say just link pass now, and it still worked just fine. Because that statement below that says MySQLi select database overrides it and it brings in the donor database. So you don't even have to have a database on the include.
We'll just have to look at
the thing you did, huh?
We'll just have to look at it later because I'm getting error messages.
Okay. Okay.
Well, it says connected successfully, but then it gives me the undefined index, ID no name.
Don't know why. As you said, we have to, because it's the same one that's doing just fine with this one. But, I mean, what did you call the fields in your donor database?
Exactly.
You called them ID number and name?
Yeah, ID no name.
City and year goal?
Yeah.
Okay. Because, again, these are set up to work with my database.
Yeah, I replicated that exactly.
But if you did it, then it should be all right.
Or I shouldn't say I replicated the donor.
Okay. Okay, so that is then got a where. In the next one, I did an edit, and I've got where, year, goal, and state equals mass. So I put in basically two criteria. Now, what I'm going to ask you to do for homework, and again, homework is not due until the Thursday after vacation. So we kind of pretend next week doesn't exist. And that whatever I assign this week is due the week after vacation, okay?
Okay.
Then if you go down and look at E, and yes, these all do run because I actually check them. I have where year goal is null and state equals Rhode Island. So I can check for the exact same kinds of things that you used in doing your selects and putty are coming up in this. So in here I've got, this one is E. Okay, and the only one that was null was this record, and null in Rhode Island was this record, so I'm getting the record where the year goal was null and the state was Rhode Island. Okay, so I can stick in these more complex selects in here, and it works. The next one is F. And here I said, okay, where state equals Rhode Island and year goal is less than 2000 or it's null. Okay, so when I run that, this one is F. Okay, I'm getting the year goal less than 2000. And null. Okay. But it also has to be state equals Rhode Island. So state equals Rhode Island and either. This is that thing that haunts people. This has to be true and either of these. Has to be true and either of those. Okay. And then I went down into doing some compound ones next. So I've got, well, I don't even remember what 9A is, but we'll take a look at that first, and then we'll do the compounds. That's just asking where ID is equal to an ID that came in. So that's pretty straightforward. And 9B. Yeah, these are just looking at that, so I'm going to go right to compound. Okay, so this one is, again, the state has to equal Massachusetts, and the city has to be either Fall River or Seacombe. Okay, and if it is, then it's going to show it up. So this one is 9 whatever. What did I call it? Connect 9, compound. I really need to work on my naming. Okay, so this one is, state has to be Massachusetts, so you're only seeing Massachusetts, and you're only seeing cities that are Fall River or Seekonk. Because it has to be Massachusetts, and the city has to be Fall River or Seekonk. If you look at B, B is saying the and the or shown that way. Okay? So if you look at these, this is B and this one was A. Find it, I really can. Yes, that's what I wanted. Okay, so this is just showing you the difference. I can use and, or I can use the two and signs that you saw in JavaScript. I can use or I can use the two pipes. Okay, so either of those will show me the results. Yes, no, maybe? And then the compound that's going down there next is, whoops, I want to see. Actually, oh yeah, okay, so this one has Massachusetts and Fall River or Rhode Island and Providence. Okay, so it's ands are resolved before ors, so it's Massachusetts and Fall River or Rhode Island and Providence. And again, if I look at this, I'm going to see this is C. Okay, so Massachusetts has either Fall River, has Fall River, and Rhode Island has Providence. Okay, and that works. Okay, D is the same one that the kind of thing I looked at before. F select asterisks from donor where cities in that group. So all of those ins, betweens, and all the rest of it, I can use. So I can use anything that I can use in a select. So E has a what? What's E got in it? What's that structure called? Subquery, anyone? Okay, I've got a subquery there. So I said select asterisks from donor where state equals, and then I have the subquery which says select state from donor where city equals Warren. Okay.
So and the parentheses there?
Just like they're just a subquery.
So that, so when you want to do a subquery, you would do an equal sign and then encase it in parentheses.
That's right.
And write out the statement.
Right. And that's exactly what we did in SQL. We tended to put it down on the next line.
Right.
When we were writing the SQL for clarity's sake. But all of SQL can just be written in one long line.
But now, if we were in SQL, we could do the select asterisks from donor where state. Well, we do the select asterisk from donor, and then on the next line, we could do where state equals.
If you want to. But in regular PuTTY, and when you're in PuTTY and you write SQL, it can all be one line. It's just it's clearer if you don't have it all one line, so you tend not to. But you can do it all in one line.
Okay, yeah. Okay, all right.
Okay.
I get it now. The disconnect I was having was the statement was going where state equals select state from donor, where city equals Warren.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm doing here is just like I did in the other, I'm doing the subquery first, city equals Warren is going to bring me back Rhode Island. And so now I'm saying select asterisks from donor where state equals Rhode Island, and it's returning all the ones that have a state equals Rhode Island.
So that year goal, the one in the middle, doesn't have it.
Say that again?
The one in the middle.
Doesn't have a year goal. Right, that's the one that was null.
So that was empty.
That was the one that was null that we came up with before when I asked to show me everything that was null.
I thought it was went on a table. It's supposed to be one that was blank.
Well, that is. Blank is null.
Yeah.
Well, when we refer to blank, we refer to it as null, basically. Okay. And then, let's see. The next one is E, I think. Nope, I just did E, apparently. So F. Okay. So, what is this one doing for you? I said select ID name, substring of city. So I'm now throwing in my substring. Okay. So I am now looking.
It's going to cut out the second character for three characters?
Yep. So I said, show me, select the ID, the name, then select. Part of the select is give me substring of city 2, 3. So that means go to the second character and take three characters. Then I decided I wanted to see the whole sub-city just so that you could see it actually work, that all is indeed go to second and take three characters. So I threw in sub-city again, and then I said, show me the city, the state, and the year goal. Okay.
And you ordered it by sub-city?
Yes.
So there's all the alls, there's all the eeks.
Right.
The ost.
Okay. And I ordered it by subsidy, and so they are coming out next to each other. I'm sorry, I said, yeah, okay. Notice I gave the sum string a name. I said I did subsidy again. I
don't know what I was thinking. I did city again is what I should have said. What is this? Because it doesn't have a comma in between it. What is it? It's the title to put over that.
That's
so
correct.
That's giving that a name, which I needed to do because down here I want to write it out. It doesn't have a name. So that gave it a name, and then I could write it out.
Could you have done, in that echo statement, where it says row ID number, could you have done row 0 for ID number, then row, can you mix those kinds of...
Okay, what do you want to do? Tell me, and we'll try it. But
change ID now under the echo statement, where it says ID, change that to position 0.
Okay.
So that works. So you can.
Oh, yeah, because it's fetch array. And fetch array lets me have either one or the other.
Okay, so fetch array means that I can either use number or I can use the field name.
Okay. So then I have substring city 2, 3. I gave that a name. Okay, these go together. Because the comma doesn't come till there. And when I said I put up the city separate, I meant to point to that, but I didn't. It was city that I put up so that you could see the city, not subcity. Subcity is the name of the field that is doing the substring of city 2, 3. So when I say, show me the name of that field, then I get it. Okay. And in fact, while you're talking about changing numbers, let's go back and change that to a 3, no, a 2. Okay. And it still is working fine. Okay, so I could have put the 2 there. I like giving it the name. So I gave it the name. It just somehow is clearer to me that I gave it a name. Okay, so I'm putting in the name of it. So all these things that you can do on select statements, you can do in the select statement that is embedded into your PHP. questions. You two seem to have some questions. Anything worth sharing?
I don't have any questions.
Anything worth sharing?
No, he just straightened me out on a couple things.
Okay. No, that's fine. It just is, you know, if it was a good question, I want to go over it.
No, this is because your example had city in it, whereas I think the uploaded one was missing city.
Oh, so okay.
I was showing him.
Whoops. I do that every once in a while. I change something when I'm looking at it, and actually I remember doing that.
It originally, if you run your version, it doesn't have city in there, and it doesn't have city there. And when I was playing with it either yesterday or this weekend, I said, you know, it would really be clearer if you could see the whole city. So I added in city. And all I did was just... Actually, I think city was there. I just changed it and inserted it down here so that I could see the city.
Okay. And then there's a few more examples here. Connect list donor was one of them. File is modified. No, I don't want to save any of the changes. I probably should have. I have no idea what I just did to myself. That's really more of... I'm trying to see if there's anything unique in here. And I don't think so. Well, that's just another example of showing everything under the sun. Okay, so what your assignment is, and I would like to, and I thought I was going to give you a little more than 20 minutes, but we've got 20 minutes. I'd like you to get started on the assignment. And try doing at least the first couple of them. So what I basically did is I gave you the same assignment that you've already done in PuTTY. I think I added a few things to it. But that's what I would like you to work on, is this assignment, even if you're not there yet. So I want you to go in and create a query to display unique or distinct. And remember, it's the word distinct you're focused on there. Because distinct is what you can write in PHP. So I'd like you to go in and actually write a program similar to mine where you do these selects. And what I said was you can do separate ones or you can do them all at once. Like I made all my examples in the same thing. It seems to me that it's a lot easier to just make all your examples in the same one. But it's up to you how you want to do it. Okay. So I want you to go in and just basically write a program where you're embedding these that you've already done, so you should know the answers to them, embedding them into a PHP program. So go ahead and try to get the first one or two done by looking at my examples and then doing it. Group is the biggest thing that you're missing.
I figured it out.
You figured it out?
Just
okay.
Now.
Just now?
Yeah.
All right. That means you were paying close attention to what I was doing.
Everything you've been doing is like, yep,
yeah.
Looks good.
That's okay. You were being subtle about it.
Located my problem.
And it was?
All of my field names are capitalized.
Uh-huh. That would do it.
That would do it.
You're a monster.
Ouch.
Huh?
You're a monster.
I'm a monster.
I was
going to
say exactly.
Don't you ever forget it. I'm going through the table now and changing it back.
Okay.
Yeah.
So as I said, try to get the first one written so that you at least have experimented with one. And take one of my examples. And you're basically following it, except you're changing the select.
don't think you know that. Edit it there. Because it'll use any kind of double correction. And it'll just
Yeah, no. Good idea. Good approach. Good approach. Like a competition from outside. And you're stopping even. Now you're supposed to prove to me that you actually understood everything I said. It's just you went doing it.
Today?
Yeah, and you're going to take something like one of these programs, only you're going to go in and stick in the selects. Okay. So there's one of the programs, and this is kind of the model you're going to follow. You're going to just take and do that first part pretty much the same, although you're probably using LinkPass.
That's fine.
And then you're going to put in, you've got to change the select, and then you've got to decide what it is you want to show. Okay.
And you said LinkPass donor can be linkpass.php?
Yes. As long as, and I think you have to have it anyway, it would yell at you. As long as you've got this line here, MySQLi select DB, which links to the donor that you decide. That's why I said optional DB out there. Because this is the line that really wins. Where I'm saying connect the link with the database called donor. Now, I probably should never have done what I did, but in this particular example, the table and the database have the same name. Okay? So donor is the name of the database, and donor is also the name of the table. So it can handle donor. That just fine. It's just that, you know, you have to keep in mind that what I'm putting here is the DB, and eventually it will let me write. What I'm putting here is the DB, and what I'm putting here is the table. So in the database, remember, you've got to use the name of the database that was given to you by IT. You've got two databases. So you're using one of those, and hopefully you've got the donor table in there now, someplace. Yes, no, maybe. Okay, we'll put it in. So put in the donor table.
And where do I find the donor table?
It's actually on the assignment.
Got it.
Or actually, the characters are on the assignment. I don't think I gave you the description. You can probably find it someplace. But you can also figure out the description just by looking at the data. Okay, so if I go back to the assignment... There's the data, so ID clearly is a 5-character field.
So
name
this is the donor table.
Yeah, that's the data.
Got it.
And, you know, so you would look at the max that I have in here and try to figure out the sizes for all of those. This one is date. Now, I look at the way this has set up. And it's kind of interesting. Just looking at the data, I can tell that ID is a character field because that name is pushed over that way. I can tell that zip is a character field because the name is pulled over that way. And I also know that leading zeros would be lost if it wasn't a character field. So it's a varchar. I should have said it's a varchar field. Year goal, I can tell, is a number because it's pushed over this way and the numbers are pushed over that way. So year goal is a numeric field. But zip and ID, even though they contain numbers, are varchar fields.
Yeah.
You broke it well?
Oh, yeah, like a champ.
So try getting one of them done. Okay, start typing, guys. Wake up.
Wake up.
Hey, Zach, have you started looking at Web Matrix yet? It's actually an injury. It's actually fun to play with.
How do I change the name of a table? Because I have donor. I have it. I just, it's not called donor. It's called SQL assignment 1.
Oh, I would just create another table. It's easier than... I just would... You can alter by renaming, probably.
That's it online, so...
Okay, let me just finish it. Let me. Oh, you've already done it?
I already did create it.
Okay.
When I looked at it, it looks the same thing as...
That's right, and so you're all set. I would just say create table donor as select asterisk from the other table.
Or you could just change donor in the PHP to whatever you named it in.
That's true.
Do that too.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do that.
Yeah, exactly. Or you can just, you know, there's nothing that says you have to call it the same name that I did.
Question on that
first
one. Create a query to display the
unique
or distinct contacts.
Right. Which you've already done, hopefully, right?
Oh, but I have to put the rest of it.
You did it in the selects, you did it in the assignment, SQL assignment 1, where you had to do all of these.
Yeah.
Now I'm saying I want you to take that and put it in here so that it's part of a program.
Oh, that was the first one, like showing the whole thing.
I'm not sure whole thing. I'm not sure what you mean by whole thing.
Well, sorry, it says I create a query to display the unique word distinct contact.
Right. So you're using the word, which word are you using there?
Distinct?
Yes, because there is a select distinct. SQL understands distinct. Okay, that's a word that it understands.
Yeah, like showing the whole table.
Okay. So I would say select distinct whatever I'm looking for, distinct contacts. And as I said, hopefully you already have most of these done, so it's a matter of going and looking at the select that you did and bringing it over. If you're having problems, please ask, because that's why we're doing it now, so that you can at least get one done and see if you have a problem with it.
Yeah, I'll
Okay, next week is vacation week, so we're all going to be caught up, and I'm going to come back with nothing in my inbox, and you're going to come back owing me nothing, right?
We're going to try like hard. Really hard.
My dream world.
I told my girlfriend, I said, I can't be bothered next week. She's like, I don't get to see you as it is. I'm like, no, next week, you cannot bother me.
We'll see how I do it getting caught up. I've got grandchildren around most of next week, so we'll see how I do getting caught up. And with distinct, you're just going to say distinct contacts. You're not saying a whole lot of other fields. Because the contact could recur multiple times. And so you don't know which record. The information from a record would be meaningless. And so you're just looking for contact. I want the list of my contacts. Somebody calls me up and says, can you have the list? Give me a list of all of the people in the contact. Okay? So I say distinct. Well, that's right, unique or distinct. But what SQL deals with is the word distinct.
Could you distinct that like a thing?
Yeah.
But select.
That indicates to me you have not done SQL 1. Because if you had done SQL 1, okay, there's select distinct. Select distinct.
Oh, you may pick one of those deals.
No, what distinct means is...
I don't know what distinct means.
Right. What distinct means is John Smith would only show up once. Susan Jones would only show up once. Amy Costa would only show up once. John Adams would only show up once. So that if somebody came in to me and said, I want a list of all the contacts, then using distinct means that I'll give them a list of every contact, but every name will only appear once on the list. If I have, 20 contacts, all 20 will appear. But if I have 10,000 records, I'll still only get all 20 once.
Not the repeats.
And distinct does that. Look up distinct like I just did in W3 schools.
Okay.
Well, wherever you want to look it up, actually.
Oh, yeah, distinct on for PHP or...
Yes, SQL. I wrote select distinct, and I got a whole lot of links. Because I think all versions of SQL probably supports that word. Because it's something people want to know a lot. It's a question of, give me all of the contacts. Give me all of the states where customers live. And so distinct is a very, valuable tool to have when you're dealing in business.
Okay.